Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Folks, let me apologize in advance. You may notice that my audio is a little different this time than usual. I am traveling at a company retreat in Sedona, Arizona, and I decided not to pack my microphone and my setup, and I've just got the AirPods, so hopefully it won't be too terrible from our normal, you know, professional recording setup and stuff. So if I sound a little bit different, that's why. Today's topic, we're going to dive into episode 240, three characteristics you need to be a successful in web design.
And I realized that when I'm typing that, I typed it wrong. That doesn't make sense to be a successful in web design. I could be a successful web designer or be successful in web design. So I apologize for that, Dave. Yeah. I kind of set you up for failure there.
That's okay, man. That's it. We strive for transparency on this show. So, you know, we're human beings and we make errors. So not a big deal.
So I'll go ahead and start if that's cool with you, David.
Absolutely.
So the first characteristic is an ambitious desire to succeed. Someone to be successful, you need that characteristic that failure is not an option, that you're going to succeed no matter what. Because when you're starting your own business, you're a freelancer, you're starting a company, there's a lot of trials, there's a lot of speed bumps, stuff that you don't even anticipate. That, you know, it's kind of a little bit cliche, but people say you don't know what you don't know, the unknown unknowns. And there's going to be things that you don't expect. And so if you go in with, I'm going to succeed, I'm going to be a successful web designer no matter what, failure is not an option, then you will succeed. And so I think that's an important characteristic in order to be successful, and really in any business, but, you know, in our case here as a web designer.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Next on our list, you need to be a self-learner. You know, obviously WordPress and technology on any web design platform, this is a WordPress podcast, so I'm assuming that you're a WordPress, you know, aspiring WordPress web designer, developer, or you currently are one. It's changing constantly. You know, there's going to be a massive shift in WordPress this year with Gutenberg, which is going to totally do, you know, turn things around from what, you know, we're used to in WordPress. So you need to be a really good self-learner, you know, continue educating yourself on technology, the trends, the changes, you know, new programming languages, new JavaScript libraries, for example, React and stuff, which a lot of Gutenberg is built with. So just be a good self-learner.
Absolutely. And the next characteristic is not afraid to ask for help. As David kind of mentioned with the self-learner and all the information that's out there, there's also a lot of people out there that love to help. Facebook groups are great places to ask for help, ask for advice, get knowledge from people that have kind of paved the way ahead of you and can answer your questions and give you feedback on things you're struggling with. One of our listeners, shout out to Ben Husband, he's very active in some of the Divi Facebook groups that David and I are a part of. And I commend you for that, Ben. That's awesome. You're able to go in there and ask for help. And actually, one of the groups I'm an admin of, Divi Web Designers, he's literally the most active user in the group, according to the Facebook's admin insights. And so I absolutely love that because he has that ambitious desire to succeed. And so he's in there learning, asking for help. The other day, he was asking about migrating a site and all the DNS settings and stuff. And so I think that's really important characteristic to have. You can't be someone that is prideful and wants to, you know, do everything themselves and everything. If there's something you don't know, ask for help, and other people are more than happy to share what they know and what they have because other people ahead of them did the same. That's how it's been for me, at least.
Yeah, and last but not least, you need to love what you do. You know, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. I know that sounds kind of cliche, but it really is true. you know, with web design, you're going to really need to enjoy what you're doing because you work by yourself a lot of times. You know, you're not in an office with other people where you can chat it up. You do make connections and you may work with people remotely and stuff. So you do have that connectivity and stuff. But, you know, having a joy and a passion for what it is that you do, i.e. web design, is really, really important. I personally had no idea that this was going to be something that I loved so much. But I started a WordPress web development company, you know, in a coffee shop, trying to help a friend build a WordPress blog, and just absolutely loved what I was doing and decided to make a career out of it. And 5 years later, here I am, and still 100% love what I do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think needing to love what you do, it kind of sets the stage for the other things that we talked about. So if you love what you do and you're passionate, then you're going to have that desire to succeed at all costs. You're going to, you know, want to learn everything you can and be out there, you know, Googling and everything, as well as asking for help and stuff. And so, yeah, you know, needing to love what you do is absolutely important and crucial. Because if you don't love what you do, then you're going to give up when you hit that speed bump. You're not going to have the desire to go learn. You're not going to be able to, you know, want to ask for help because the passion isn't there. And so that definitely sets the stage. So we actually gave you four. So three characteristics plus a bonus. And there you have it.
Boy, we're starting off this week with a bang, Tim.
Yeah.
Hey, well, tomorrow we've got another great episode for you. Episode 241, why getting together in person with colleagues or coworkers is beneficial. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.